This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and we're happy to talk to you, and we're glad that you listen. And we just concentrate on different subjects that we think are important and topical and interesting for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And actually, today, our subject is not only of interest to us here in the Western New York community, but probably of interest to everybody in this country. It has to do with real estate. And I know when the news is on, every day practically, they're talking about something to do with home ownership, home buying, mortgage rates, whether it's a good time or a bad time to buy a house, should you rent, how expensive is it going to be, how are the home sales going. I mean, we just read and hear about this all the time. And I know nothing about it except as a home buyer or homeowner or a seller or whatever. But fortunately for me, one of my best and oldest friends is one of the leading number one salesperson, in my mind, anyway, in Western New York. I know you know I'm talking about Bonnie Clement. And you know, I'm sure you've seen her beautiful posters and billboards and ads all over. It says, number one, Bonnie is Buffalo. And Bonnie is Buffalo. And Bonnie, to me, is the expert on all of the subjects that I just mentioned to you, as well as a beautiful, wonderful friend. Hi. This is the second show in a row that I've done where I had a friend. I just talked to Mark Mortensen, who came back from being away and is running the Botanical Gardens, and now I get to talk to you. Hi. Well, this is really fun.
Well, I'm so lucky that you asked me to be here, because it's so easy to be with a friend. I think I sold your house in the city. Am I allowed to say that?
Yep, sure.
Okay, many years ago, which I loved.
I miss my house
with you and your husband, and who handled it all. And then I believe I sold you your place in Williamsville. Okay, in a lovely townhouse.
And my daughter.
And then my wonderful friend Judge Wolfgang recommended me to her daughter when she was moving back from D.C. And I sold her house in a wonderful suburban community. And so we've been connected.
Yes.
For many, many years. And plus, through friendships and different things that we've done together, we've really been connected through the people that we know. And I respect you so much, because you are someone that I always looked up to and aspire to be connected with. You're so well known. I mean, you don't mind me saying this, but I have to say it. You're so well known in Buffalo, in the country, and I'm so proud to be your friend.
Thank you. That's really sweet. And I feel the same way. And when I wanted to know anything about real estate, not only did I think about you, but as you said, Robin is devoted to you. And she would get anytime anybody from her company wants, you know, to relocate or something, she always says, you have to call my friend Bonnie. She is the best real estate agent. And there's a lot of them, as we all know, in Western New York, Bonnie. So let me just start out by asking you, about the housing market. Now, every day I'm reading something about the housing market is going up. It's hard to buy a house. It's impossible to buy a house. The rates are going up. Then the other day you read something about if you put a house on the market today, people are bidding. You can't buy one because there's such competition. And I don't know how does it change every day? I mean, how do people know if it's a good time to buy a house or not?
Well, it's always the best time to buy because of the way the interest rates are, by the way that the market is going, by the price of inventory here. You know, Buffalo has always been a bargain. Everyone always says, oh, you know, we can buy anything in Buffalo. And I think they've found out that that's not true because, number one, if they thought they were going to come in and rent, you're not going to find a decent rental for under $1,500, $1,800 for a one or two bedroom place. And if you care about schools, you want to be in a good area. And it's the best thing you could do is to buy a house. Yes, it's been crazy ever since, you know, COVID, it's been really crazy because we've had to start doing a lot of things virtually. You know, a couple years ago, I couldn't believe how many houses I sold through pictures, through FaceTime, through just taking my iPad around and having people not be able to go in the houses. And then maybe if they were lucky, they could go in for the home inspection. The interest rates were so unbelievably low. They were hovering in the upper twos for the last few years. They've just gone up. In fact, they've gone down a bit to 5.65. If you have 20% to put down, if your credit score is good, that makes a big difference. So the things to check for are your credit scores. You know, call a local lending institution, get pre-approved, and then go out and look for a house. And yes, it's not easy. We've had such a shortage of inventory, and the reason being is the seller doesn't know where to go. If I sell my house, where am I going? So many times we see the cash buyer wins, okay? But he still has to be the highest. So it all depends on what the rate is, what your terms are in buying a house. Whether you're doing a home inspection, whether you're not doing a home inspection, everything comes into play. And I find it kind of exciting and then kind of depressing. I have people that have put offers in 5-6 homes and haven't gotten them. And they finally learn, I have to be the highest. And so they really need a good real estate agent that's going to direct them, that's going to have a good relationship with other realtors. Obviously, the realtor that has the house that the purchaser wants to buy, she's not going to tell the purchasing agent what the highest number is, but she's going to help them. She's going to help them and say, you know, come in with a really good offer. And that's what we try to do. We try to direct our people, and we want to have a relationship with them. We want them to know that we're being honest with them. They need to feel comfortable with their agent. They need someone that is extremely knowledgeable, okay, in the business and has a relationship with other realtors, that knows where to go for you know, a pre-approval. And now we're seeing they do a pre-purchase agreement. And I bet you've never heard of a pre-purchase agreement. Okay, so they've now, a pre-approval is they go to the local lending institution, preferably, you know, maybe they go to Hunt Mortgage and we shop the different lending institutions and get the best rate for them, but they get a pre-approval. Now it says, you're pre-approved to buy a house. We've never met with you. You've sent us your information. So it's still 75% that you're going to go with the pre-approval says, but they could go buy a car before they, you know, ready to buy a house, and that really fouls up their credit. So they need a good agent that's going to say, this is what you need. So the next step is a pre-purchase agreement. This is all new. So what we're doing is, a pre-purchase agreement to me is as good as a cash buyer, because now the bank, you have met with that local lending institution, you have met with them, not only do they pre-qualify you, but they get all your records. And they know that you now have the money to close on another home, and you are pre-purchased approved. So all you need to do is find that house, apply for your mortgage in the price range that you have a pre-purchase on, and you are as good as gold. You are as good as the cash buyer. So the only thing different about a cash buyer, because the pricing is so crazy. You know, in the last few years, everything's gone up so high. So are they going to appraise? A cash buyer never has to worry about appraising. But is the home going to appraise? Is the agent that you have a great agent and can meet with the appraiser and show him what has sold in the last 6 months? And usually, there's not a lot. But you have to really educate. So that's part of my job. That's part of my team. And that's part of my manager, that is head of my team, that works with me, Cheryl Martin. She does all our paperwork, and I have a beautiful team that we work together.
Yeah.
Lisa Levin. Am I allowed to say all the names
that
are on my
team? Of course, of course, yes.
Okay. Lisa Levin, Beth Joseph, Dana Todaro.
You'll get in trouble, you'll forget somebody.
Yes. Jennifer. And we have a great team.
Now, the question is, a couple of questions that people, a ton of questions that people have, but how would you know what you should, if, let's look from the seller's point of view. How do you know or find out what you should be selling your house for? What would be, you know, a good price? Not too low, not too high, that kind of thing.
Well, you need to make an appointment with an agent, someone that you think has been, you know, has done a lot of work in your area, okay, and someone that's knowledgeable. And what I do is I run off the comps, the comparables, okay, but I don't use them all the time because the way the market has increased so much, let's say you run the comparables in your neighborhood and it shows lower prices because, first of all, a lot of homes haven't sold. So you need someone that's knowledgeable and saying, you know what, we need to have, we need to be $100,000 more. We need to be $50,000 more. You need to have an aggressive person that's going to work with you and appraise your house and knows the market because they know the buyers that are out there.
And is one of the issues that people always, now, I don't know if it's true now because there's such competition and there's so little inventory, but as a rule, people kind of think their house is worth more than it is, as a rule.
Many times people think their house is worth more. I mean, I've gone out a listing and I say, you know, we're going to ask X amount of dollars, and they go, oh, no. Oh, no, I'm going to ask, you know, $50,000 more or that. We find that if you ask what the market will bear, you're going to get more. If you put your price on too high, you're going to get less because your house will hang around, and then eventually when you start reducing it, you get less. I had this situation recently. May I tell about a situation?
Yeah, sure. We're okay. Not going to tell a person's name.
Oh, no. So I went out on a listing of a home, beautiful home, and I said, you should really list at X amount, let's say $799, and they said, well, we really want $850. And I said, but you're not going to get $850. In my estimation, $799 is really the high side of where you want to be. So I hold the house open, and I get 20 different people through, 20 different groups, and I get an offer of $770. My buyer, my seller counter is at $850, even though it's on for $799, and only that we have one offer. So now I go to the people that are purchasing it, you know, why don't you come up a bit? So they said, you know, we'll come up to $780. My seller says, no, I want $800. I hear how the market is. Well, it's now 2 months later. The buyers walked away. They bought something else. And the seller hasn't sold his house at $799. And now he says, what can I do? But I was giving him my best advice. Please take the offer. Please, let's work together. I want to work with you. Listen, I don't know everything. But when I list a home or sell a home, I work with my clients. I always say we're a team. And that's how it should be, that we should respect each other. But they also should respect my judgment, too, when it comes time to it, because I want them to sell their home.
Right, because if you don't sell it, you're not doing your job, and what good is it? So I totally understand, but, you know, that's what I asked you, because I think people have something in their mind, and it's not based on reality or on the facts, which is important. Now, is it still true? We said at the beginning, and people always say, Buffalo is have a really good housing place to live because the housing is less expensive than, you know, a lot of big cities, but it has all the amenities and so forth. Do people, what do they base on where they want to live? Do they base it on, if they're coming from out of town, the schools? What are the important, I mean, if they have kids, I guess, or are going to have kids, or the cultural activities available, or transportation, or what are the factors that are most important when people are coming here to buy, to relocate and buy a house?
Well, I think the schools direct everything. So you want to live in a good, if you have children, or if you don't have children, you want to live in a great school district, because that's what directs the price of the homes. The school district directs the people. You know, we have a lot of people. I found in the last couple years, I have a lot of young people coming to Buffalo from New York, from New Jersey, from California. They want to live near their families, and they can't afford the housing out there. And they don't want the aggravation. We have the top school districts in the country. We are so fortunate to have such wonderful school districts here in Western New York. You know, we have fabulous private schools, but you can send your children. My children went to public school, and they had a fabulous experience, and they got into great colleges. We have wonderful school districts here.
So it is a big selling point. It is important to people.
Huge.
I just want to interrupt in case you just tuned in today. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And our guest today is Bonnie is Buffalo, who is Bonnie Clement. And Bonnie is Buffalo. And we didn't say, but we're telling you now that Bonnie is an agent with Hunt Real Estate. And before we're done, she's going to give you all the important information about statistics, about how you can reach her, or whatever you call it. Let's talk about the fact that the media gurus and everything I keep hearing saying that maybe it's a good time or a better time to rent than to buy because there's not a lot of inventory and so forth. But I don't know if that applies here in Western New York, because I don't know how many places there are available to rent. It doesn't seem like that's something that's that common here.
Well, we do have a lot of rentals, okay, but they're so high-end. And it's hard to get them. If you want to live in a you know, good school district, or you want to live in a good community, it is so difficult to get a rental. And the rentals are sky high. They're anywhere from, you know, $1,500, $1,800. People thought they would come in, oh, I'm going to rent for $700, $800. Nowhere does that exist here. Okay? Our rentals are on the high end, because if you want to live in a good area... So, and they're few, and they're hard to get. And if you tie yourself up into a rental, they're not going to give you a short-term rental. If you tie yourself up into a year rental, God knows what the interest rates are going to be next year. You know, with the way the market is going, I think this is the best time to buy. So put your best foot forward, trust your agent, and go forward with buying a house if you can.
Now, what does it mean, you have to explain, because I know nothing about this. What does it mean about the mortgage rates? Where they go up, they go down, how should people get, what does it mean even?
I just want to say one thing. Did I mention that Beth Joseph is also on my team? I don't think
okay.
I mentioned. I just wanted to make sure that I said that as well.
Okay, all right. Okay. Go back to what does it mean? To when the mortgage rates are going up, going down, you know, what does it mean to the buyer and the seller? Well, it doesn't mean anything to the seller.
Well, it does, because it means,
okay.
You know, not everybody's a cash buyer.
Right.
So, you know, it tightens the market. So it makes it a little bit more difficult with the rates going up. But I think the rush is still here in Western New York, because we are a bargain. I think you get the greatest value for a home here in Western New York. I've been in real estate for 40-some years, and I can't think of a better place to live than Western New York. And I'm a transplant here. So
that's right.
I've been very fortunate. And my children grew up here, and they have homes here.
And the other
and lived here. And live here now.
Yeah, it's a good time. What about the fact that everyone is saying we're going into a recession? I mean, not everyone, but, you know, all the media. What would that? How would that affect? Would people be not able to buy homes, or would they be not be able to get mortgages or anything that would affect them or would cost more?
Well, I think the government, you know, it's based on the Treasury note, and I think that they're going to try to keep the market in a good position. So right now, I don't see us being affected. I know people say all over the country, oh, my God, the price, you know, we better sell our house now because it's not going to be good. I don't agree with that. I mean, right now, I just see that we have buyers dying out there to buy homes. So it's still a great time to sell your house.
Now, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite subjects, what people have to do to sell their home. You, Bonnie, when you come to somebody says, I want to sell my home, and they call you and Bonnie goes and looks at the house, what are some of the tips that people have? It always cracked me up because, as you said, it was the worst thing. I hated to sell my house in Meadow Road to begin with, and I miss it. But it always cracked me up, like the certain things that you would say in order to sell the house, like put your pictures away, your personal pictures away. I forget if you leave the furniture there or not. Make an apple pie so it smells good. You know what I'm talking about, the hints that people give that you read about all the time of what to do when you're trying to sell a house. Some of them are hysterical. I don't know if you tell people that.
Well,
not.
I'll tell you what I tell people. I go into the home and I assess the house for what it should sell for. Now I say, once you list with me, I'm going to stage your house. So I'm going to tell you, and it's not going to cost you money unless, you know, the carpeting is filthy and then we have a clean, unless you need to get cigarette smell out or some kind of odor out. Oh, yeah, that happens. So now I come in and I don't like people removing family pictures. People always say, oh, I read that we should be family pictures. Well, usually it's a family that's looking at your house. So they walk around and they see, oh, you know where they went to college? You know what they do? And people like to look around and then they connect with the people. Oh, look, this is a lovely family. So we don't want to overdo pictures, but I go in and I tell people what they need to do. Oh, my God. We've got to put the toilet seats down. We have to, you'd be surprised. We've got to take toilet cleaners out. They're in every bathroom. We have to remove certain rugs, certain towels. We do it a certain way. I turn their beds down the way they should be. We put up shams. There are so many things that I tell them to do that I do, okay? And sometimes they say to me, well, should we hire a stager? I said, well, if you should hire a stager, you better find a different real estate agent because this is what I do. And
what
I don't
that
want
mean?
My people.
What does that mean when they people may not know? A stager.
A stager is somebody that's going to come in and move furniture around in their house, get rid of furniture, get rid of rugs, you know, and do certain cleaning. I have my cleaning person. I have a handy person. I have all the people that you need, and it doesn't cost you anything extra to pay for a stager. I'm the stager. So I know how a house should look, and I don't want my people paying extra money.
What about baking an apple pie?
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
No,
it used
no.
to be a great trend. Oh, yeah. No, put an apple in the oven.
Oh,
let it go.
That
oh
one
my
too.
God, just put an apple in it, it smells like apple pie.
Okay, so the point of that is, even though I think that is so hysterical, the point is what you mentioned before. You don't want the house to smell like a cat or a dog or a cigarette, so
That's
you're
right.
trying to get it. It sounds frivolous, but I know it's really important. Now, is it easier to sell a house when you have furniture in it, or are you supposed to take what if you have to take all your furniture out? Or
well, sometimes we just put them in the bathroom, in the basement. Sometimes we just put furniture in the basement.
But okay. The point, I guess I'm not phrasing it right. Is it better to be empty or is it better to be still furnished?
It's better to be furnished because then people can see how their furniture fits. Okay, we just don't want it over cluttered. So that's a key. I'm not having it cluttered.
Okay, and also, do you help, besides the schools, How, if people are coming to buy a house from somewhere else, do you help them decide? How would they know what area should they, where they want to live in the South Towns, or all the way in Williamsville, or Eden, or I don't know what, downtown? Do you help people decide that, besides the school issue, which we talked about? Are there other considerations? What are the other considerations?
Well, when they come in from out of town and they have not been here, I give them a tour. And then I take them to the areas that I think, if they have children or don't have children, or where they should be. So the most important thing is to give them a tour. Okay, this is Orchard Park. This is Hamburg. This is the city. Williamsville, Clarence, Lancaster, you know, Wheatfield, wherever. I give them a tour. Akron, I want, what are their needs? Do they want to be, do they want to have a large lot? Do they want to be, you know, are they not going to be working? What are their needs and wants? And what are their hobbies? And what are their interests?
And where are they working, if they're working?
And
that probably has something to do with it.
Where are they working, and how far is it to get there? So that is really important, that they have a tour and an understanding. Then they feel, now I understand.
I know what helps you. Mm-hmm. The fact that we don't have traffic, that famous saying that you can get anywhere, especially if you're coming from anywhere else. You can get anywhere in Buffalo in 15 minutes or else you're lost. You heard that one?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that doesn't apply to me, though, because I'm always lost. Bonnie, can you, I'm sure, I have a million more questions, but we're definitely out of time. So if people that are listening who have, you know, would like more information or would like to talk to you, Bonnie Clement, how are they going to reach you?
They're going to call me on my cell, which is the best thing, at 716-553-8384. I'm with Hunt Real Estate, the top real estate agent, family-owned in Western New York. I can't remember if we're 109 or 110, but we're family-owned, and that's the most important. I think that is the best thing you can say, is that we're not only the top real estate agent in Western New York, but we also are family-owned.
Well, and we're like family. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks so much, Bonnie. Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening to On Target. We hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Please join us again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week, and bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.